Good afternoon. The weather pattern over interior New York and New England continues to be dominated by a large and deep trough of low pressure located over the northeastern part of North America. Impulses rotating around this trough continue to reinforce shots of cold air, which will be in place through the weekend. We'll also see a fair amount of sunshine, though, mixed with some clouds as the available moisture is lacking. And it looks like with that strong March sun, temperatures should manage to reach into the upper 20s and lower 30s in most locations, still remaining about 10 to 15 degrees below normal. Also involved in this circulation is a gusty west-northwest wind flow, which will make temperatures feel even colder throughout the afternoon. Clear skies tonight will allow temperatures to drop back, especially where we still have a deep snowpack across a large part of interior New York and New England, and most locations will drop back into the single digits and lower teens by sunrise tomorrow. Tomorrow will feature a bit less wind than today and a decent amount of sunshine mixed with clouds. It'll be dry for the second half of the weekend, and highs will average out in the lower 30s. High pressure will dominate the weather picture heading into the new week, and as a result, mostly sunny skies can be expected on Monday. It'll be a cold high originating in eastern Canada, and temperatures will stay in the lower to mid-30s. With that high still in place on Tuesday, some clouds will mix with sunshine, but it will stay dry with highs in the lower to mid-30s. At this point, we'll watch a system evolving out of the Missouri and Ohio valleys and heading east toward the East Coast. The strength of the high to our north will ultimately determine the track of this system. There had been some suggestion that the high would be weak enough to allow this system to turn the corner and work its way up the East Coast as another nor'easter from Wednesday through Friday of the coming week. Latest computer model runs, however, keep the high strong enough and deflect this system or even series of systems well off to our south and in the mid-Atlantic region before departing well off the eastern seaboard, leaving us dry. That's the current trend, but computer models can and do change, and we'll continue to monitor the situation as we get into the new week. Either way, right now it looks like temperatures will be in the 30s for highs right on through the rest of the work week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, scattered to widespread snow across the west will begin to taper this weekend as the upper-level trough and surface cold front move east from the Intermountain West to out in the plains. Smaller-scale disturbances will remain over portions of the Pacific Northwest coast and Montana, keeping the weather rather cold, cloudy, and unsettled. Meanwhile, rain, sleet, freezing rain and snow will spread across the Midwest, Ohio Valley, Central Appalachians, and northern Mid-Atlantic regions as a storm system travels toward the East Coast this week. Snow amounts are forecast to be on the lighter side. However, ice accumulations will be possible. Winter weather advisories are in effect, spanning from central Iowa to northern Virginia. And strong to severe thunderstorms are expected to develop along a front as the next system approaches. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has highlighted portions of the Central Plains and the lower Mississippi Valley as having a slight risk for severe storms. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Falfurrias and McAllen, both in Texas, to a low of 10 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, mid-40s, Boston increasing clouds and breezy with scattered flurries in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 45 degrees, the average low 26, the record high 75 set in 1990, and the record low 1 below zero in 1916. Sunrise this morning, 7:04 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:04 p.m., 12 hours of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs around 40. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-30s Monday. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, lower to mid-30s. And also a mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday, upper 30s and lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.